Chapter 19, The Subhana Cheetahs in Our Life. There are many different types of cheetah which arise in our life, and they can be classified in different ways. When they are classified by way of four jatis, jati means birth or nature, they are 1. Kusla cheetahs, wholesome cheetahs. 2. Akusla cheetahs, unwholesome cheetahs. 3. Vipaka cheetahs, cheetahs which are result. And 4. Kriya cheetahs, cheetahs which are inoperative, neither cause nor result. Another way of classifying cheetahs is as follows. 1. Subhana cheetahs, cheetahs accompanied by subhana, beautiful jetasikas. 2. Asubhana cheetahs, cheetahs unaccompanied by subhana jetasikas. Akusla cheetahs and Ahituka cheetahs are asubhana cheetahs. They are not accompanied by subhana jetasikas. As we have seen, there are 12 types of Akusla cheetahs. They are 8 types of Lopa Mula cheetah, cheetahs rooted in attachment, 2 types of Dosa Mula cheetah, cheetahs rooted in aversion, 2 types of Moha Mula cheetah, cheetahs rooted in ignorance. Ahituka cheetahs are cheetahs without roots and unaccompanied by subhana jetasikas, and thus they are asubhana. As we have seen, there are 18 types of Ahituka cheetahs. Summarizing them, they are 10 Divi Pancha Vinanas, which are Ahituka Vipaka cheetahs, the 5 pairs of seeing, hearing, etc. 2 Sampatichana cheetahs, receiving consciousness, which are Ahituka Vipaka cheetahs, 1 Akusla Vipaka and 1 Kusla Vipaka. 3 Santirana cheetahs, investigating consciousness, which are Ahituka Vipaka cheetahs, 1 Akusla Vipaka, 1 Kusla Vipaka accompanied by Upeka, and 1 Kusla Vipaka accompanied by Somanasa. 1 Pancha Dhavaravajana cheetah, 5 door adverting consciousness, which is Ahituka Kriya cheetah. 1 Mano Dhavaravajana cheetah, mind door adverting consciousness, which is Ahituka Kriya cheetah. 1 Hasitupada cheetah, an Ahituka Kriya cheetah, which can produce the smile of an arahat. Thus, there are 30 Asubhana cheetahs, 12 Akusla cheetahs, and 18 Ahituka cheetahs. There are also Subhana cheetahs arising in our life, cheetahs which are accompanied by Subhana jetasikas. 3 among the Subhana jetasikas are Hetu, root. They are Elopa, non-attachment, Adosa, non-aversion, and Amoha, or Panya, wisdom. Subhana cheetahs are always accompanied by the 2 Subhana Hetus of Elopa and Adosa, and they may or may not be accompanied by Panya. Thus, Subhana cheetahs are Sahituka, accompanied by Hetus. When we perform dana, generosity, observe sila, morality, or apply ourselves to bhavana, which comprises samatha, vipassana, and the study or teaching of dhamma, there are kusla cheetahs accompanied by subhana jetasikas. Thus, kusla cheetahs are among the subhana cheetahs. The kusla cheetahs which perform dana, observe sila, or apply themselves to bhavana, are cheetahs belonging to the lowest plane of consciousness, the sense sphere. They are Kamavachara cheetahs. Kamavachara cheetahs are the cheetahs we have in daily life, when, for example, we are seeing, thinking, or wishing for something. Sometimes Kamavachara cheetahs arise with Subhana Hetus, beautiful roots. Sometimes with Akusla Hetus, and sometimes without any Hetus. Dana, Sila, and Bhavana is performed by Kamavachara Kusla cheetahs. These kinds of kusalagama can be performed in daily life where there are sense impressions. Kamavachara kusalachitas are called maha kusalachitas. Maha means many or great. For those who attain jhana, absorption, devout in samatha, tranquil meditation, there is at that moment no seeing, hearing, or any other sense impression. Then the citta is not kamavachara citta, but it is of a higher plane of consciousness. The jhana cittas can be rupa vachara cittas, rupa jhana cittas, or arupa vachara cittas, arupa jhana cittas. However, while one is developing samatha, the cittas are maha kusala cittas before one attains jhana. When enlightenment is attained and the citta experiences nibbana, the citta is lokuttara bhumi, or the supramundane plane of consciousness. Bhumi is plane. However, lokuttara kusala cittas, magga cittas, are preceded by maha kusala cittas in the process of cittas during which enlightenment is attained. We would like to have kusala cittas more often. We may think that the circumstances of our life or other people hinder the arising of kusala citta, but this is not so. The real cause that kusala citta seldom arise is our lack of development of what is wholesome. If we know the conditions for the development of kusala, there will be more kusala cittas in our life. Through the study of the Dhamma, we will learn how to develop kusala. If we have not studied Dhamma, we may think that we are performing kusala, while we have, on the contrary, akusala cittas. For example, we may think that when we give something away, there are only kusala cittas. However, lopamula cittas may also arise. We may give something to friends and expect them to be kind to us in return. This is not kusala, but lopa attachment. When we study Dhamma, we learn that the pure way of giving is giving without expecting anything in return. When we perform wholesome deeds, our aim should be to have less selfishness. This is beneficial both for ourselves and for others. People have different accumulations, and these are conditions for the arising of kusala cittas and akusala cittas. For example, when people visit a temple and see others presenting gifts to the monks, they may, because of their accumulations, react in different ways. Some people may appreciate someone else's good deeds. Others may not be interested at all. If one would know the value of kusala and realize that appreciating the good deeds of others is a way of dana, one would use more opportunities to develop kusala. If the Buddha had not attained enlightenment and taught Dhamma, we would not have any means of knowing ourselves thoroughly. We would not have a precise knowledge of our kusala cittas and akusala cittas and of the conditions for their arising. The Buddha taught people how to develop wholesomeness and to eradicate defilements. And therefore, living according to the precepts and performing other kinds of wholesomeness is the way to repay respect to him. We read in the Maha Parinibbana Sutta, Dialogues of the Buddha 2, number 16, chapter 5, 137, 138, that before the Buddha passed away, the twin sala trees, which were full of flowers, although it was not the season, dropped their flowers all over his body. That heavenly Mandarava flowers and sandalwood powder descended on his body, and that heavenly music sounded out of reverence for him. The Buddha said to Ananda, and I quote, "Now it is not thus, Ananda, that the Tathagata is rightly honored, reverenced, venerated, held sacred or revered, but the monk or the nun, the devout man or the devout woman, who continually fulfills all the greater and lesser duties, who is correct in life, walking according to the precepts. It is he who rightly honors, reverences, venerates, holds sacreds, and reveres the Tathagata with the worthiest homage. Therefore, O Ananda, be constant in the fulfillment of the greater and of the lesser duties, and be correct in life, walking according to the precepts. And thus, Ananda, should it be taught. End of quote. We all have in our daily life opportunities for dana and sila. As regards bhavana, this comprises samatha and vipassana, and the studying of dhamma or explaining it to others. Not only the monks, but also lay people can study and teach dhamma. We read in the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, chapter 3, 112, 113, that the Buddha told Ananda that Mara, the evil one, had said to the Buddha after his enlightenment that it was now the time for him to pass away. The Buddha said, and I quote, "And when he had thus spoken, Ananda, I addressed Mara, the evil one, and said, I shall not pass away, O evil one, until not only the monks and nuns of the order, but also the lay disciples of either sex shall have become the true hearers, wise and well-trained, ready and learned, carrying the teachings in their memory, masters of the lesser corollaries that follow from the larger doctrine, correct in life, walking according to the precepts, until they, having thus themselves learned the doctrine, shall be able to tell others of it, preach it, make it known, establish it, open it, minutely explain it, and make it clear, until they, when others start vain doctrine easy to be refuted by the truth, shall be able in refuting it to spread the wonder-working truth abroad. I shall not die until this pure religion of mine shall have become successful, prosperous, widespread, and popular in all its full extent, until, in a word, it shall have been well proclaimed among men." End of quote. The fact that we are able to perform wholesome deeds in our lives is due to conditions. It is not due to self. We read in the Dialogues of the Buddha, 3, number 34, Tenfold Series, chapter 4, 276, about factors which are helpful conditions for kusala, and I quote, "Four that help much. Four wheels." As a footnote, wheel means here vehicle or means of success. End of footnote. To wit, the orbit of a favorable place of residence, the orbit of association with the good, perfect adjustment of oneself, the cycle of merit wrought in the past. End of quote. As regards a favorable place of residence, living in a Buddhist country can be helpful condition for kusala cittas. Then one has the opportunity to visit temples and listen to the preaching of Dhamma. The Dhamma can change our life. It is the condition for the performing of wholesome deeds for dana, sila, and bhavana. As regards association with the good, this means association with the right friend in Dhamma. If one, even though living in a Buddhist country, does not meet the right friend in Dhamma who can help in the search for the truth, one lacks the condition which is most helpful for the development of wisdom and the eradication of defilements. Perfect adjustment of oneself is adjusting oneself with kusala as the goal. There are many degrees of kusala. If one develops the wisdom of the Eightfold Path in being mindful of nama and rupa, there will be less clinging to the concept of self. If there is mindfulness of nama and rupa while performing wholesome deeds, one will come to realize that no self, no person performs these deeds. In that way, kusala gama will be purer and eventually defilements will be eradicated. The accumulation of kusala in the past is the fourth factor which is helpful. The kusala gamas which were accumulated in the past are the conditions for us to go to the right place and meet the right people. It is gama which causes one to be born in a Buddhist country. The kusala accumulated in the past conditions our study and practice of the Dhamma at the present time. If we consider the factors in our life, which are the conditions for kusala, we will understand more clearly that it is not self who performs good deeds. In the Abhidhamma, we learn that there are 8 types of Mahakusala cittas, kusala cittas of the sensuous plane of consciousness. Why isn't there only one type? The reason is that each type has its own conditions for its arising. If we know about these different types, and if we can be aware of them when their characteristics present themselves, it will help us not to take them for self. 4 types of Mahakusala cittas arise with sumanasa, pleasant feeling, and 4 types arise with upeka, indifferent feeling. We would like to have kusala cittas with sumanasa because we cling to sumanasa. However, we cannot force sumanasa to arise. Sometimes we perform dana with sumanasa, sometimes with upeka. It depends on conditions whether sumanasa or whether upeka arises with the Mahakusala citta. 4 types are accompanied by wisdom. 4 types are not accompanied by wisdom. We may, for example, help others without panya or with panya. When we realize that helping is kusala, or when we are aware of the nama or rupa appearing at that moment, there is panya arising with the Mahakusala citta. 4 types are asankarika, unprompted, spontaneous, not induced by someone else or by one's own consideration. And 4 types are sasankarika, prompted by someone else or by oneself. The 8 types of Mahakusala cittas are the following. 1. Accompanied by pleasant feeling, with wisdom, unprompted. Sumanasa sahagatam, nanasampayutam, esankariyakam, igan. 2. Accompanied by pleasant feeling, with wisdom, prompted. Sumanasa sahagatam, nanasampayutam, sasankarikam, igan. 3. Accompanied by pleasant feeling, without wisdom, unprompted. Sumanasa sahagatam, nanavipayutam, esankarikam, igan. 4. Accompanied by pleasant feeling, without wisdom, prompted. Sumanasa sahagatam, nanavipayutam, sasankarikam, igan. 5. Accompanied by indifferent feeling, with wisdom, unprompted. Upeka sahagatam, nanasampayutam, esankarikam, igan. 6. Accompanied by indifferent feeling, with wisdom, prompted. Upeka sahagatam, nanasampayutam, sasankarikam, igan. 7. Accompanied by indifferent feeling, without wisdom, unprompted. Upeka sahagatam, nanavipayutam, esankarikam, igan. 8. Accompanied by indifferent feeling, without wisdom, prompted. Upeka sahagatam, nanavipayutam, sasankarikam, igan. Mahakusala cittas are not the only kind of kamavichara subhana cittas, beautiful cittas of the sensuous plane of consciousness. Mahakusala cittas are cittas which are cause. They can motivate kusalagama through body, speech, or mind, which is capable of producing results. There are also mahavipaka cittas, which are results of kusalagama performed with mahakusala cittas. Mahavipaka cittas are subhana cittas too, arising with subhana jetasikas. There are several types of mahavipaka cittas, because the kusalagamas which produce them are of different kinds. People's deeds are not the same, and thus the results cannot be the same. People are born with different patisandhicittas, rebirth consciousness. Patisandhicittas are vipakacittas. They are the result of gamma. As we have seen before in Chapter 11, human beings can be born with a patisandhicitta, which is ahetuka kusala vipaka, and in this case they are handicapped from the first moment of life, or with a patisandhicitta, which is a sahetuka vipaka, accompanied by sabana, hetus. In the case of human beings, and of beings born in other sensuous planes of existence, the Patisandhi citta, which is sahituka vipaka citta, is maha vipaka citta, the result of kamavachara kusla gama, gama performed by maha kusla cittas of the sensuous plane of consciousness. Apart from maha vipaka citta, there are other types of sahituka vipaka citta, which are not the result of kama vichara kusla gama, but of kusla gama of higher planes of consciousness. These types will be dealt with later on. There are eight types of mahavipaka cittas. They can be accompanied by somanasa or by upeka. They can be with panya or without panya. They can be unprompted, asankarika, or prompted, sasankarika. They are classified in the same way as the eight types of mahakusa cittas mentioned above. The bhavanga citta, life continuum, and the kuti citta, dying consciousness, are the same type of citta as the first citta in one's life, the patisandhi citta. If the patisandhi citta is maha vipaka citta, the bhavanga citta and the kuti citta of that life are the same type of maha vipaka citta. In that case, the functions of patisandhi, bhavanga, and kuti are performed by maha vipaka citta. When we see a beautiful visible object or experience pleasant objects through the other sense doors, the citta is kusla vipaka citta, the result of kusla gama. However, that kind of vipaka citta is ahituka vipaka, arising without hetu. It is not maha vipaka. The functions of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and experiencing tangible objects through the body sense, and also the functions of sampatichana, receiving, and santirana, investigating, cannot be performed by maha vipaka cittas. They are performed by ahituka vipaka cittas. Tadramana citta, a vipaka citta which may arise after the javana cittas and which performs the function of tadramana, registering or retention, can be ahituka vipaka citta or maha vipaka citta. As a footnote, see chapter 15. Tadramana citta is either ahituka or sahituka accompanied by hetus. Tadramana citta, which is sahituka, is called maha vipaka citta since it belongs to the sense sphere. End of footnote. There are still other kinds of kama vichara sabana cittas, the maha kiriya cittas. As a footnote, maha kusla cittas, maha vipaka cittas, and maha kiriya cittas are always kama vichara cittas, cittas of the sensuous plane of consciousness. End of footnote. The arahat has maha kiriya cittas instead of maha kusla cittas. Since he has no conditions for rebirth, he does not accumulate any more gamma. He has maha kiriya cittas, inoperative cittas, which perform the function of javana in the sense door process and in the mind door process. When we experience a pleasant object, lopa may arise, and when we experience an unpleasant object, dosa may arise. The arahat has equanimity towards pleasant objects and unpleasant objects. He has no more defilements. The arahat can have maha kiriya cittas, which are nana vipayuta, not accompanied by wisdom. Arahats can have maha kiriya cittas, which are nana vipayuta, because panya does not necessarily accompany the maha kiriya cittas when they are not preaching or discussing dhamma. The arahat has kiriya cittas, which are subhana cittas, and also kiriya cittas, which are asubhana cittas. The five sense door adverting consciousness, pancha dhavaravajrana citta, the mind door adverting consciousness, mano dhavaravajrana citta, the hasitupada citta, smile-producing consciousness of that arahat, which can perform the function of javana, are asobhana kriya cittas. These types of citta are not accompanied by sobhana jetasikas. They are ahetuka. There are 8 types of mahakriya cittas in all. They are accompanied by somanasa or by upeka. They are accompanied by panya or not accompanied by panya. They are asankarika or sasankarika. They are classified in the same way as the 8 types of mahakusala cittas. Altogether, there are 54 cittas, which are kama bhumi. As a footnote, bhumi is plane. In this case, plane of citta, not plane of existence. The difference between plane of citta and plane of existence will be explained in chapter 20, end of footnote. Or kama vichara cittas, cittas of the sensuous plane of consciousness. There are 12 akusala cittas, 18 ahetuka cittas, and together these make up 30 asobhana cittas. 8 mahakusala cittas, 8 mahavipaka cittas, 8 mahakriya cittas, and these make up 24 sobhana cittas. Thus, there are 30 asobhana cittas and 24 kama sobhana cittas of the sensuous plane of consciousness. There are also sobhana cittas which are not kama sobhana cittas, namely, the sobhana cittas which are rupa bhumi, rupa vichara cittas for those who attain rupa jhana, the sobhana cittas which are arupa bhumi, arupa vichara cittas for those who attain arupa jhana, the sobhana cittas which are lukutara bhumi, lukutara cittas for those who attain enlightenment. Only kama vichara cittas can include both sobhana cittas and asobhana cittas. Cittas which are rupa bhumi, arupa bhumi, and lukutara bhumi can only be sobhana cittas. Those who do not attain jhana or attain enlightenment cannot know the cittas of other bhumis, but they can verify the truth of the Buddha's teachings as regards the kama bhumi. We can find out for ourselves whether it is beneficial to perform dana, observe sila, and apply ourselves to bhavana. We can find out whether the development of these ways of kusala helps us to have less akusala cittas. Sometimes it is the right moment for dana, sometimes for sila or for bhavana. Vipassana, right understanding of realities, can be developed at any time, no matter whether we perform dana, observe sila, study, or teach dhamma. Right understanding can also be developed when there is no opportunity for dana, sila, or other ways of kusala. Through mindfulness of nama and rupa, we come to know the different types of cittas which arise, also akusala cittas, and eventually there will be less attachment to the concept of self. In being mindful, we can verify the truth of the Buddha's teachings. We read in the Gradual Sayings, Book of the Sevens, Chapter 8, Paragraph 9, the message, and I quote, "Now the Venerable Upali came to the Exalted One, saluted, and sat down at one side. So seated, he said, 'Well, were it for me, Lord, if the Exalted One were to expound Dhamma briefly to me, so that having heard it, I might abide, resolute, alone, secluded, earnest, and zealous. The doctrines, Upali, of which you may know, these doctrines lead one not to complete weariness of the world, nor to dispassion, nor to ending, nor to calm, nor to knowledge, nor to awakening, nor to the cool. Regard them definitely as not Dhamma, not the discipline, not the word of the teacher, but the doctrines of which you may know. These doctrines lead one to complete weariness, dispassion, ending, calm, knowledge, the awakening, the cool. Regard them unreservedly as Dhamma, the discipline, the word of the teacher.'" End of quote. The commentary to this sutta, the Manoratapa Rani, explains the word knowledge as the penetration of three characteristics of conditioned realities, namely impermanence, dukkha, and anatta. The awakening refers to the attainment of enlightenment and the cool to nibbana. Questions for Chapter 19. 1. Which cittas are ahetuka, without hetu? Are they always asubhana? 2. Do arahats have asubhana cittas? 3. Why is the jhana citta not kamavichara citta? 4. Are maha kusala cittas always accompanied by sumanasa, pleasant feeling? 5. Can vipaka citta be subhana citta? 6. Can kiriya citta be subhana citta? 7. Why has the arahat maha kiriya cittas instead of maha kusala cittas? 8. How many types of kamavichara cittas are there? End of chapter 19.